From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. International attention this morning is focused on Haiti, where reports of damage from yesterday's powerful earthquake are catastrophic. The 7.0 quake was centered only 10 miles from the capital, Port-au-Prince. And Red Cross spokesman Paul Keneally says it's impossible to gauge how many people might be dead or injured.
Even those who have been lucky enough to escape unharmed, unscathed, are very restricted in what they can do because the buildings, the roads, the warehousing, everything has been majorly affected.
Marlene Bastian of the group Haitian Women of Miami says reports she's hearing are grim.
I spoke with several people who've been in touch with their family members in Haiti, and then also for my father, who spoke to a friend in Haiti, that the situation is grave.
Aid groups and governments, including the United States, are scrambling to send disaster relief to Haiti. The U.S. is sending rescue teams, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says that embassy officials in Port-au-Prince are still trying to get a handle on the scale of the disaster, but expect a serious loss of life. He said officials reported significant damage, with walls crumbling down and some bodies in the streets. The United Nations, which had a large peacekeeping contingent in Haiti, says its building sustained damage in the quake. The U.S. Agency for International Development is sending experts to Haiti along with search and rescue teams from Fairfax County, Virginia, and Los Angeles County, California. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will offer its full assistance, civilian and military, to help Haiti recover. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Google is threatening to end its operations in China. The internet company says it believes it's been the target of hackers trying to get into email accounts of human rights activists. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she is seeking an explanation from China. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Chinese netizens have begun laying flowers outside Google's headquarters in Beijing as a sign of respect for their stand. Google says its new approach to China will be to stop censoring search engine results. If this isn't possible, it says it will leave China completely. This after discovering that it and 20 other big companies were the target of hacker attacks from inside China. Google says these were aimed at gaining access to Gmail accounts belonging to human rights activists. Google only set up its Chinese language search engine 4 years ago. It accounts for an immaterial amount of its $22 billion annual revenue. Analysts inside China say if Google goes, the loss of another source of information would be a blow to internet users here. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. President Obama appears ready to announce a new fee on the country's biggest financial firms. The move is an effort to recoup as much as $120 billion in Wall Street bailout money. An announcement is expected tomorrow. Today, top Wall Street executives are on Capitol Hill to appear before a panel investigating the causes of the financial collapse. That hearing is scheduled to get underway this hour. The European Court of Human Rights says it's illegal for law enforcement authorities to conduct random searches and questioning of individuals without suspicion of wrongdoing. That thwarts a tactic often used in counterterrorism efforts, as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
The European Court says the British government granted its police too much power in the year 2000 by allowing officers to stop and search anyone without substantial grounds for suspicion. Judges in the Strasbourg court issued a unanimous ruling that the search powers are too broad without enough protection against potential abuse by police. The case was brought before the Court of Human Rights by two British men who argued they should not have been searched outside a trade fair in London in 2003 just because they were near the site of protests. The government of Britain already says it's going to appeal the ruling, insisting the law is a necessary tool in the fight against terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Vatican says Pope Benedict has forgiven the woman who knocked him to the ground during Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. A spokesman says the Pope held a private meeting with her and two members of her family at the end of his general audience today. She's said to have offered an apology to the Pope as well, who expressed interest in her health and offered her his best wishes. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, stocks are mixed in Europe and were mostly down in Asia. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.